It's 9 o'clock. Yeah, we talked about sugar. And over the last few weeks, and how sugar is bad for you. And we talked about the three things you're addicted to: sugar, salt, and fat. Good morning. Today, we'll talk about salt. The black folks and the colored folks, our enemy. The Beatles. Don't let me down. I'll be right back.
Nobody ever loved me like she does. Ooh, she does. Yes, she does. And if somebody loved me like she does. She does. Don't let me down.
Yeah, I'm gonna go back to the top there, guys, by popular request. Everybody likes this song. So we're talking about high blood pressure and how it can affect your organs today, guys. We know the sugar, and we talk about how the cancer like sugar, right? And we talk also about how sugar can damage all those organs. One of your bad enemies there in your body. But salt, not only for color folks, we just seem, the body seem to like it more than the other population, but everybody's affected by salt. I want you to get a good morning, by the way. My bad manners, I didn't say morning. Well, listen, get a paper and pen today. You need to know that, because yeah, I'm going to tell you how much you need per day and how you can combat this excessive salt and damage to tissues. Yeah, back to the top, baby. The Beatles. And I'll be right back.
She does. Ooh, she does. Yes, she does. And if somebody loved me like she does. Ooh, she does. Yes, she does. The first time, don't you know it's gonna last? It's a love that lasts forever. It's a love that has no past. Don't let me down. She really done me. Ooh, she done me. She done me good. I guess nobody ever really done me. Ooh, she done me. She done me good. Don't let me down.
I think that Paul McCartney was a flashy one, actually. He was the one that all the ladies were looking at. He had a dance move and the whole thing, the beard and the whole thing. Yeah, I saw it one time. He was doing a dance and John didn't look at him and I could see a little bit of envy there. Yeah, well, you can sing and dance, man. Those guys propel forward, you know. Some guys only like Marvin Gaye. He couldn't dance. He could sing. But some guys, man, they'd sing and move at the same time. Anyway, Salt and You. Salt. Remember we said earlier in the program, salt, sugar, fat. You're addicted to those things. Those are the addicting elements. Now the other stuff, those three, you get hungry, where you going for? You think you're going for some salty stuff, some fatty stuff, or some sugary stuff, and that's it. So the amount of salt you eat has a direct effect on your blood pressure. Repeat that, right? The amount of salt you eat has a direct effect on your blood pressure. And I'll tell you how that works, because the way the body, you got 5 liters of fluid in your body, blood, huh? And salt, there's something called osmosis, where if you have a higher concentration of a certain, whether it's an ion, or in this case, sodium. When we say salt, we talk about sodium, you hear about potassium. These are all ionic elements in a format. They can be neutral, but most times they're ionized, meaning they have a charge. Sodium, potassium, magnesium, calcium, they all have charges after they're, you know, activated. And the balance of sodium in your body, how much is in your body and how much is not in your body, is determined by a certain type of pump in the kidney. And the kidney would either pull the salt in at expense of getting rid of the potassium, or vice versa. So, but the thing about this is that you must have a certain range of salt in your body, because if you don't, if you get low salt in your body, sodium, you'll see me using those two terminologies interchangeably during the program, but it's really the same thing. That table salt you have, guys, out there, you in the kitchen, it's the same thing, sodium, right? Okay. Sodium chloride for the chemists out there. So basically, if you get hypernatremia, which is high sodium in your body, man, you could get some serious problems, because this osmosis where water will move from a less concentrated medium to a higher concentrated medium across a membrane, semi-permeable membrane, it's called osmosis. So if it's concentrated, it's high in the blood, think about what happens. Water has to be attracted to the blood to keep the levels normal. Dilute the whole thing. It's like you're drinking a glass of, some people don't like a lot of acid, and they're drinking a glass of orange juice and so forth, and they put a half water and half, good morning, Evers Lynn. Yeah, half water, half of the orange juice, and you drink that, right? So it's the same type of thing. You want to decrease, you want to keep that sodium, but you want to keep it in range, because hyponatremia, which is low sodium, your sodium level should be between 135 and 145, somewhere around there. If it's low, complications. You can have herniation of your brain, where your brain come down, straight down. Yeah, into your foramen up there, straight into the spinal cord, man. All these things can happen. So, listen, when I sit down every day and I think about the levels of all these different electrolytes in our body and how it's kept a certain way, that big master man up there, he did a great job, I kid you not. He did a really good job. So my point is, if you eat a lot of salt in your body, then the kidney has to retain the water, less water sent out, so that it can have a normal level range of sodium in your body, huh? And what you think happens if you get certain, if you combine the entire all the vessels in your body and you got more fluid, something goes up. It's your pressure. Black, white, brown, yellow, I don't care. Some people affect more than some, but your pressure will go up. So, lots of things can happen when your pressure goes up now. And we're going to talk about that today. We'll talk about why salt, high sodium chloride is bad for you. Okay. It's Jesse J. Moonheads. Bobby. Yeah. Bob, man, he can rap for days. We'll be right back. Price tag. Talking about salt today, baby. Yeah, it's not about the bling, bling, bling and the money. It's about peace and happiness and contentment, which is real gain, guys. Because all those guys out there I see every couple of weeks, some one of these movie stars just committed suicide, man. So you have to understand this. We are driving for finances. And we want money. And we says it's about what we're going to do with the money. Oh, I get this amount of money. I'll do that. Listen, no, that's not peace and happiness. Because when does it stop? When does it stop? I mean, you got money. You want more. When you get more, you want more. It's like an addiction. addiction. It's like the addiction of food, salt, fat, and sugar. Let me tell you how this thing works, guys. Now, you know, 80% of the salt intake, you know, is hidden in processed foods. Yeah. It's not only 20% what you're responsible for. See all these processed foods, whether it's biscuits, bread, cereals, prepared ready meals and takeaways and stuff. It's in there. They got to put it in there or else you wouldn't buy it. Who's going to buy fresh bread? Ah, people are buying that stuff. These guys want to sell their stuff to make some profit. So they're going to put salt in there because, you know, a great most of the population, when they buy it, they buy it for taste. Right? Healthy stuff. Oh, it's the last thing on people's mind. But this program today is to let you know that salt is damaging, guys. And it's, if you conserve, you put the money in the bank. Because when you're 60, 70 years old and your insurance is out, gone, who do you think all your savings, all you got to be spending to get your body healthy? If you start early, I was telling my daughter the other day, if I had started my journey knowing all this stuff about shooks, about eating this and avoiding that and this, man, I tell you, I would be looking much younger. So it behooves you, parents, teach your children. Teach them to start being healthy, not to stop and just eat grass, but, you know, cut back on the sweet drinks. Cut back on all the big burgers. Yes, you can treat yourself every now and then. Yeah, but you gotta cut back. You can't keep overeating all of these things, man, because it can damage you. So, let me explain what happens. Remember we said that you have this one, you got one volume of blood vessels in your body, and you got that 5 liters or so of blood. So if you eat salt, what happened, it increased the amount of fluid in your blood now. You may have 5.9% or 5.9 liters or 6 liters of blood now. What do you think is going to happen? Is a lot of stress on the arteries because the arteries now got to try to keep the pressure, the salt within a certain range. It got to really work on the muscles within the artery. That muscle in your artery right there gets hypertrophy, like guys going to the gym and working out. You show the muscles, they're gaining more muscle strands and muscle cells. It's just hypertrophy of the muscles. It gets bigger. That is why when they don't work out and they stop going to the gym, they get small again. You look at lots of these bodybuilders, you know, like Wheeler and all these guys. Ronnie Coleman. Ronnie looked very small, as a matter of fact, because Ronnie stopped working out. Muscles just get small, lose the water, lose all the stuff in the cytoplasm, and it gets small again. So you just gain the hypertrophy and the bigger muscle fibers. So what happens in the arteries around the muscles around the arteries, the arteries dilate and contract to keep the pressure in a certain range. So when you have more volume, hey, it's working hard to do the same thing, and that muscles around the artery get hypertrophied or thick. At that expense, what do you think happened? Become stiff now, so it can't move and malleable like how it should be. As the pressure go high, just open out a little bit, keep the pressure down. The pressure get low, you just squeeze up a little bit to keep the pressure up. All of that stuff can do because now it's a stiff arterial wall. Decreased compliance, it's not complying anymore the way it used to when you're 18 and 17 and 16. So at expense, what really happened? Your caliber or the inner inside of the artery becomes smaller. So where the blood is going through that diameter or radius is smaller. So the caliber is smaller, decreased blood flow to the organs. Eventually what happened, if you don't do something to bring your pressure down, if you do something to cut back in your salt or whatever to bring that pressure down, you could have a bursting of the artery or a blood clot, block off the supply. If the supply is blocked off to the brain, you get a stroke. Cut off to the heart, you get a heart attack. Cut off to the kidneys, you had a kidney infarct or damage to your kidneys. And also, don't forget dementia. A lot of people you see right there don't remember what the name of their families and all that stuff. Decreased blood flow to the brain. Early dementia. Early. Nickelback. Rockstar. We coming back. I'll tell you how these things, all these organs are damaged from high blood pressure. And I'll show you what you need to do to combat this thing so that your pressure can be normalized. Forget you. Yeah, that's Hey Soul Sister by Train. Well, Rockstar by Nickelback. I'll get you another day, my brother. But this one was Hey Soul Sister. Listen, we're talking about salt today and how it can be damaging. It's bad for you. It is. Whatever race you are, I don't care who you are, salt is bad for you. And you young kids who starting to have swollen feet, you to talk to your mom about going and see the doctor to cut back on the salt, because it could start off at a very young age in some people. They have porosity in their vessels in the low leg. Cut back on the salt and that will help them. Those people are predisposed to pressure problems. Now, so we said the arteries get hard, stiff, small caliber, decreased blood flow to the organs, and what happened eventually, that it bursts or you get a blood clot forming, and that's the pathology or the pathogenesis of organ damage. Now you say, all right, Doc, we know all this stuff, all these big words you're using. How could we try to stop this thing? Listen, you need 6 grams of salt per day, max, everybody. 6 grams of salt every day, not more. Now, I don't want you to get bogged down looking and say, oh, I got a gram here, a gram there. It's the processed foods, man. It's hidden in there. 80%, I said, of the salt is in that. You, when you cook your food, is only 20%. We want 6 grams or less. Now, if you got a kidney problem or kidney disorder, then you, the doctor might say, you only need 2 grams. So, 6 grams. So, what you should do, first thing I think you should do, don't ever add salt to your food when it's cooked. Get rid of the salt shaker that you normally use to add. Get rid of it. Just throw it away. All right? 6 grams or less. But you're not walking, you're looking at the number. You try to cut back on the amount of salt that you put in there. There's some alternatives out there. Because remember, salt and potassium, sodium and potassium, salt, I mentioned sodium, right? Sodium, potassium, both of them will work and taste kind of a little similar. So a lot of the alternatives got potassium instead of salt. And that those alternatives, salt alternatives, really, sometimes it can be good for you because potassium brings your pressure down. But you got to be careful. You got kidney disease, you wouldn't be able to get rid of potassium so much. You don't want potassium too high in your body, so you got to be careful with that. Because remember, that's what they use for lethal injection. They put some potassium too high in your body, your heart just stops. So watch that. But one of the things I want to tell you, you can start making your own seasoning, man. Don't add no salt, first of all, to flavor your food. And sometimes these Maggi cubes and all that stuff, those things are got a lot of salt in them. But you could delight your taste buds with a lot of other things that will give you flavor. You see, the tongue, the taste bud can be fooled. After a little while, you get accustomed. Adaptability, your body's adapt. Me, I don't need no sugar. I cut back on my salt too. And I could drink tea or whatever with no sugar and taste real good for me. So after a while, you get accustomed to it. I want to tell you about a few things that you can use. Make your own type of seasoning and stuff like that. Or add these things, write them down. Add these things to your food and it will give you good flavor so you can minimize the amount of salt and keep your pressure controlled. Fresh, frozen, or dried herbs you can use to add in there. Onions, garlic, shallots, chilies, ginger, cinnamon, lemon juice. Are you writing these things down? Pepper. The Guyanese got some Mariwari or Marie Pepper. Worry Pepper, some people call them. Wrong nice one in the market. What's the name of the market over there? Fairchild Street Market or wherever. You go out there and you get some wrong pepper from Guyana. Got some great flavor. Vinegar you can use too. I wonder what red and white wine with some cider. Sometimes a little bit of beer in that food can give you some good flavor. And spices, the one with low salt. Yeah. Go them over quickly. Fresh frozen or dried herbs, onions, garlic, shallots, chilies, ginger, cinnamon, lemon juice, pepper, vinegar, red and white wine, cedar, a little bit of beer, and spices. Hey, get your salt down and live longer. Thank you for being with me. This is James Blunt as I leave. And I wish you have a good day. I wish you very much. You have a good week. May God bless you. May God be with you. And until I see you again. I am a dreamer, and when I wake, you can't break my spirit. It's my dreams you take, and as you move on, remember me. Remember us and all we used to be. Don't forget, guys, Flex is coming up. The Bodybuilding and Barbados Amateur Bodybuilding Fitness Federation. We got on the 29th of February. 29th of February at the Derek Smith School, 5 p.m. coming up. Yeah, we got a good program for you. Kids competition, misfit model, and of course, the wheelchair bodybuilding. Don't forget, keep write that down in your calendar. Talk to you next week.
Goodbye, my friend. You have been the one. You have been the one for me. And I still hold your hand in mine when I'm asleep. And I will bear my soul in time when I'm kneeling at your feet. Goodbye, my lover. Goodbye, my friend. You have been the one. You have been the one for me. Goodbye, my lover. Goodbye, my friend. You have been the one. You have been the one for me. I'm so hollow, baby. I'm so hollow.